John Gillespie or Gillespie. I honestly don't know how he's...
I would assume Gillespie.
Gillespie.
Let's say that again, but pretend we know how to pronounce his name.
We've been in touch with a guy named John Gillespie. We have been in touch with a guy named John... Gillespie. You can pick and choose which one's right. Anyway,
I think it's Gillespie, isn't
it's
it?
It's got to be Gillespie.
Me.
Okay,
anyway,
start again. Cut.
Action.
Yeah, so we've been in touch with a guy named...
Should we pause for a second so you all can finish drinking your beer?
Let's do that. Careful. Well, it's a good thing your solo cup is empty.
That's the next segment, is drinking more beer?
Yeah, we're in the
Brilliant.
Tasting segment
oh,
now.
Oh, okay.
This is where it gets fun-er.
Mm-hmm.
How many more?
There's two more, right?
There's two more. Oh, geez.
We should do the Shawnee next, yeah.
Okay. Do you want to get...
I've never been very good at, like, describing the flavors of a beer.
Me neither.
I can't think of cool things to say
it's
about
it. It's something, like...
No, you definitely do, though. We'll be at dinner, he's like, I taste chocolate and chestnut and dirt.
Chocolate and chestnut and dirt.
Nice. Oh, beer almost came out my nose.
Oh... I know when we first started doing this, I did struggle to sort of describe, but it's not one of those things that the more you do it, the more you force yourself to put words to it, it gets easier.
And you just have to remember that you're not wrong. Like,
it's whatever.
The words that you use to describe how a beer tastes are not going to be the same words that somebody else uses. Like, what was it? Pumpkin, I described as fruity pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who else is going to pull that out? Yeah. But
then one that you said tasted like cigars.
Yeah, but it wasn't
fruity pebbles.
Don't you have any embarrassing clips of yourself?
Oh, my.
No, I'm in control.
Yeah. He's got plenty of me, but I don't care. Whether.
Cake. Oh.
Whoa.
I never really go
what
through all these.
What is Steph French laugh?
Oh. He's just got a list of your sound bites.
Pretty much. Beat a bit about bop boo.
I never sit next to you, so I don't get to do this.
Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
There's none that say damn.
I know. Because I'm in... Well, you know what? To be fair, I might actually have some on here.
You're going to have Kaylin talking about stressed out locked. Hermaphrodites.
That's true.
That was not the first mention of hermaphrodites on the show.
No, not by a stretch.
Was that an outtake when I said hermaphroditic porn?
Maybe.
It better not have been. World. Yeah, somebody said the best of both worlds, and I said, yeah, like hermaphroditic porn.
Oh, no. Somewhere is me singing Miley Cyrus then, the best of both worlds, and I don't have that isolated. I can.
Well,
it was in an outtake.
Dan / Miley Cyrus.